This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I am Ira Flatow. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking about computers. But first, hydrogen. Hydrogen fuel cells may one day be a clean source of energy for cars and homes, but there is a catch. Where does the hydrogen come from? And how can you safely transport it? Well, why not make it when you need it from something very common, like alcohol? Well, scientists at the University of Minnesota have developed a simple device that can quickly strip hydrogen from alcohol on demand, and opening up the possibility that alcohol could become a key element of a hydrogen economy. Joining me now is Dr. Lenny Schmidt, professor of chemical engineering at the University of Minnesota, one of the authors of a paper in the journal Science that describes this small portable device that can strip hydrogen out of ethanol or regular alcohol. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Schmidt.
Thank you very much.
Now, you're looking at this. It looks like a very simple device, something like a, it's been described as like a car's fuel injector.
The upstream part of it is, in fact, a car fuel injector, and that sprays some fuel on and vaporizes some alcohol water mixture, mixes with a little air, and passes over a catalyst, and that's what makes the hydrogen.
And hydrogen comes out the other side?
That's right.
It's that simple?
It's pretty simple.
And you can sort of turn it on and off on demand, spray, turn it off, and hydrogen comes out?
There's a few complications from that simple picture, but yes.
There's got to be a downside. Every engineering device has a downside.
That's right, that's right. No, it's the downsides are if you don't do it right, the mixture will catch fire.
Oh,
and that's bad.
I hate it when that happens. Yeah.
It's not that. It doesn't generate that much heat, but it would make coke carbon on the catalyst, and that would shut things down quickly.
But you can take care of that.
We think so.
And what are the only products that come out?
Hydrogen and CO2 are the desired products. There's a little nitrogen from the air. It's still not quite ready for a fuel cell, the current generation of a fuel cell. There's a little bit of carbon monoxide, and that's a serious poison for fuel cells. So there's a little work to be done to actually match this to the fuel cell.
The fact that CO2 comes out, isn't that a problem with greenhouse gases?
No, that's exactly the point. The subject is renewable hydrogen. Renewable versus fossil. And if you use the ethanol comes from corn, which comes from photosynthesis, and which comes from sunlight, and so all the CO2 that's produced in this process goes back into the next year's corn crop, and that's the basis of a renewable energy.
Is there enough corn in the world that we could use this if we wanted to go to an ethanol-based economy?
It depends on who's doing the calculation, whether you want to be an optimist or a pessimist. Probably not quite enough. We're still not talking about replacing all petroleum and natural gas and coal. We're talking about replacing part of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a smaller task. But you see, we make a lot of ethanol right now from corn because we're using it as a fuel additive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we now produce about 1% as much ethanol as we use petroleum.
And how much energy does it make? How much ethanol do you put in? How efficient, I guess, is the question I'm asking.
The whole process of taking sugar or carbohydrate starch from corn and making hydrogen and then turning into a fuel cell, sort of we calculate if we get all the engineering right, you might get about half of the energy coming from photosynthesis into electricity.
Half of the sun's energy goes into electricity? Wow.
That sounds a little too good. I mean, if you do that calculation in the right way, yes, that's what you can say, which is a very high number compared to what we could now do with our standard power plants.
Right, and you could also improve your own little catalyst stuff going on here.
That's right. We need many improvements down the road in this piece and we need improvements in the fuel cell. There's a lot of technologies that have to converge to make all these things happen.
Of course, you don't need to put it in a car. You could build using alcohol for a home fuel cell.
That's right. In fact, the car is the grand challenge. The hydrogen car that the president talked about in the last year's State of the Union address, that's the grand challenge. A car is a big device that's been that's been pretty carefully optimized. And so a hydrogen fuel cell car, there are certainly prototypes on the road, but to make a situation where we're going to replace what we now use with these is more difficult. Mm-hmm. The first place to penetrate the market with fuel cells is remote and off-grid situations, portable power, where we can't just plug into our electrical outlet, mm-hmm. and that's where fuel cells will come in first.
And of course, you don't need to have corn. Then you could use any waste stuff that's
left
over.
You can
ferment, right?
That's the other big feature. That's the other big ingredient here, because corn is a valuable product. We eat it, corn flakes, and pigs and cows and chickens all get fed corn. So we don't want to lose our corn flakes for our energy. But as soon as we learn how to turn other kinds of carbohydrate, grasses and trees and other forms of energy, into starch and sugar and ethanol, and there's a lot of research going on in those areas, then we'll be on the road to having a complete self-sufficiency in energy.
Yes, you could turn the corn stalks into.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's being talked about. That'll be one of the first products, because the farmer harvests the corn stalks when he harvests the corn kernels.
So when do you think we'll see this on the market? You know, they always say, if you're so smart, why ain't you rich?
Yeah, that's right. Nobody knows. It's tomorrow's technology, and when tomorrow happens is not clear. It could be a few years. I think we'll certainly start to see products based on fuel cells in a few years, but to really solve the global warming greenhouse effect means we've got to make major switches away from fossil fuels, and that'll certainly be more than a few years away.
Professor Schmidt, I wish you good luck, and thank you for joining us this hour.
Thank you for having us.
Professor Lanny Schmidt is a professor of chemical engineering at the University of Minnesota and one of the authors of a paper in Science describing a small portable device that can strip hydrogen out of ethanol. It's only about 2 feet long. And sounds like very interesting. Well, we'll be following that as we do all of our hydrogen stuff.